First new song in 4 years from Arctic Monkeys for the War Child Benefit album. It's called Opening Night on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On the way today, we have What's Up with Florida. A man in Florida has learned how to deal with reality by having 81 gallons of moonshine in his vehicle. That is the way to go. People are dumb on the show today. An incredible museum, and I don't talk about museums much, but this is the Museum of Personal Failure. And I love the idea so much, I might have to start one myself. And the 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Florence and the Machine. And we will continue to give you tickets to Pierce the Vein.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I bet you can't get a boner.
Earlier this month, Ozark police found 81 gallons of moonshine.
What state would you guess this guy's from if you had to? That's right. What's Up with Florida's on the way on K-Rock. We have tickets for you to see Pierce the Veil when they play Petco Park in San Diego. I don't know if you've ever seen that baseball stadium, but it's kind of a mini baseball stadium. It's a great place to see a show. You get tickets for that, and you also get on the standby boarding list to see him again in Sydney, Australia. And we're going to do that in about 20 minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. First, what's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Earlier this month, Ozark police found 81 gallons of moonshine.
A guy from Florida is driving through Alabama with 81 gallons of moonshine.
Authorities say 61-year-old Learndis Hamilton was traveling from Florida to an unknown location.
First of all, his name is Learndis. Also, does it matter where he's going or where he's from?
When he was stopped for a traffic violation.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. You got to be smart when you're being stupid. You have 81 gallons of moonshine. Don't speed.
Police say they saw multiple containers of clear liquid in plain view.
I mean, you can't really hide 81 gallons. Look, everybody's got to get through life the way they need to get through life. This guy is just trying to help with 81 gallons of moonshine.
Eventually discovering it was illegally distilled moonshine.
One taste of that jet fuel and you know.
Hamilton was arrested, and the Alabama Beverage Control Board is investigating.
Is it worse to be stuck in Alabama or Florida? Is there another option? Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Frank DeRosa.
Hey, Frank, you are caller 20.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
I can't believe it.
You got tickets to see Pierce the Veil at Petco Park in San Diego.
Oh, my God.
And you're on the standby boarding list to see him again in Australia.
Let's go to Aussie.
This is a thing, and I'm not kidding when I say we should get this here in Southern California. It is the Museum of Personal Failure. A guy started this in Canada, put it in a mall, and it's like a storefront, and you can just take a tour through the museum. You have to pay, but you go in and you see the Museum of Personal Failure, and I couldn't love this more.
My name is Evan Collins, and we're here in Kingsgate Mall in the Museum of Personal Failure.
All right, he's not a great spokesman, but stick with me here.
It's a concept exploration, I've been calling it. It's people invited to express their experiences of failure in whatever way that they want to.
It's the Museum of Personal Failure. I couldn't love this more.
So this is the, I called it $33 bill failed album. These are some of the first like musical ideas that I really ever came up with. Hopefully I've gotten a lot better, but that's not what the point of this exhibit is.
Right. You don't put your good stuff on there. This is the Museum of Personal Failure. I couldn't love it more.
This exhibit is about the point where I failed 5 years ago.
I make knives that have been sold all over the world. They're very custom, intricate pieces, as you can tell from something like that. This is the first knife I finished in 2025, a year ago.
He's holding just a normal looking knife. Not sharp.
And when I went to sharpen it, I found out that I couldn't sharpen it. Something was wrong with it. And I found out that through a mistake I made previously, I cooked the chemical properties out of my quenching oil and it didn't do its job.
God, I hate it when you cook the chemical properties out of your quenching oil.
You know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's somebody might find this interesting and want this on their mantle.
I'm going to say no.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure I do.
This is just like my life story of
this guy has about six printed pages long, just hanging on the wall?
Events that I went through throughout my life.
Just a long list of things he's gone through.
I was, you know, able to kind of, you know, get past this point, you know, and a lot of good things have been happening to me. And I do think that, you know, getting my thing submitted into the Museum of Failure, I think that is like a success.
I mean, in a way, sure.
My display is of my dress.
This is the museum's founder's mom in the Museum of Personal Failure.
But it's in a moving box because you've gone beyond, you know, the original injury. It's about feelings movement of life is good, you know, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. I could fill the Museum of Personal Failure by myself, though. Is TikTok being censored now? My in-depth investigation on the way on K-Rock. So TikTok has changed hands, and our government is now in charge of it. I guess investors that are with Donald Trump are in charge of it. And there are a lot of people that are claiming that it is now censoring their videos.
I'm really at the point of deleting this app.
The United States took over TikTok, and a lot of people are saying that things are different.
TikTok is censoring us.
Let me show you the censorship. Let me just show you.
Tonight, some TikTokers threatening to stop the scroll.
We are posting factual, political information, and they are censoring our content.
Is that happening? I don't have any idea. Could it happen? Of course.
Alleging the app is suppressing videos about the fatal shootings in Minneapolis.
TikTok USA is broken.
Aaron Parnas, a political content creator, showing one video he posted that appeared to receive more than 200 comments.
Oh, well, that's not bad. 200 comments.
But listed zero views.
Oh.
Couldn't post. Couldn't see it.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy also among those calling out the app. Singer Billie Eilish, too.
I find it very interesting.
This is not Billie Eilish, although that's what it led you to believe.
That this is the video that is going to get blocked.
But the issues appeared to extend beyond videos about ICE.
Yeah, everybody's having one problem or another with TikTok.
People flooding social media, complaining about everything from problems with the main For You page and commenting to complications editing and posting.
What's the answer from the company?
The company blaming disruptions on a power outage, writing, "We're working with our data center partner to stabilize our service." NBC News reached out to TikTok about specific allegations of censorship, and the company said all issues stem from the outage.
Why do I hear that, those words in President Trump's voice?
It looks like we have to rebuild our FYPs.
But it all comes just days after the U.S. and China reached a deal passing control of TikTok's U.S. operations to a group of investors backed by President Trump.
It's a lot of things happening all at once. We don't have any insight into how they're changing or moving or adjusting. Could be bad timing. Could be by design.
Yeah, it's impossible to know.
We really don't know.
But many users remain skeptical.
I am deleting all of my videos from TikTok.
A rocky start as TikTok enters a new U.S. chapter with millions watching. Savannah Sellers, NBC News.
All right, let me scroll through my TikTok and see if there's any ICE videos. Everyone you meet, they wanna be alone. All right, that's a guy dancing.
Tony Robbins married a 36-year-old.
Don't care. Oh, Nine Inch Nails in concert. Love it.
Okay, guys, here we go.
Nope.
It feels different when you watch it twice.
I'm sorry, what?
It feels different when you watch it twice.
What were we talking about? Three things at four coming up with Megan Holiday.
I'm going to tell you a story about neighbor payback, which includes trash cans, a Ring camera, and a priest.
I love it.
It's coming up.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holiday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a former actor known for playing the Green Power Ranger on Power Rangers was arrested in Japan after authorities linked him to at least 43 home break-ins across multiple regions. Investigators allege he targeted unlocked doors and windows late at night, moving with unusual speed and precision to avoid detection. Police believe the suspect relied on physical skills developed during years of action and stunt work, including balance, stealth, and rapid movement. The burglaries reportedly caused minimal visible damage, raising suspicions among residents before surveillance footage tied him to multiple incidents. Officials say he later admitted to committing the crimes while living in Japan. And the case has drawn a lot of attention, not only because of his past TV fame, but because it highlights how specialized training can carry over into unexpected and illegal real-world situations.
Sure.
So what's Liam Neeson going to do? You know, he's got a particular set of skills.
He does, that's true.
So I guess more will be revealed. Number two, this post on Reddit has gone crazy viral, and anyone who has ever had issues with neighbors is going to appreciate it. So the subject says, I've been waking up at 3 a.m. to move my neighbor's trash can slightly every week, and he hired a priest last month. Goes on to say, this started 2 years ago. My neighbor Gary reported me to the HOA because my trash cans were visible from the street on a non-trash day. I got a $50 fine. I said, okay, Gary, okay. So every Wednesday night, I set an alarm for 3 a.m. I go outside in dark clothes. I move his trash cans about 6 inches to the left. That's it, just 6 inches. Then I go back to bed. The first few months, he didn't notice. Then one morning, I saw him standing in his driveway just staring at them. He moved them back, and he started putting a rock in front of them to mark the spot. I moved the rock, too. He installed a Ring camera. I approached from the blind spot behind the bushes. I know his yard better than he does at this point. Last summer, his wife came over to ask my wife if we'd noticed anything strange in the neighborhood. My wife said no. I was standing right there. I ate a granola bar and nodded. In October, he had his house blessed. I watched a priest walk through his front door. I saw them standing in the driveway, praying over the trash cans. I almost felt bad. Almost.
No.
He started bringing them inside of his garage. So now I've pivoted to moving his welcome mat 2 inches every week instead. I will never stop. I don't even remember what being normal feels like. The HOA created me.
I love that
Absolute
guy.
Absolute legend. And number three, in a truly inspirational story about not giving up, a 69-year-old woman from South Korea took her driving test 950 times before she managed to pass it.
Wow.
She failed the written test over and over, but she never quit. So after 950 tries and almost $15,000, she finally passed with a minimal score. It took her a few more tries to complete the actual driving exam, but it was all worth it in the end. Hyundai loved her story of determination so much that they gifted her a brand new car.
Wow.
So I guess every now and again, it does pay to fail. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I'm not positive about this one. I like it. I don't know if it fits here, but it's Harry Styles' new song, Aperture. It's his first from the new album that's coming out in March, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. It's Aperture. It's Harry Styles, the 420 catch of the day. That is Harry Styles. The song is Aperture. It's his first new song in 3 years. And this is K-Rock. That is the 420 catch of the day. That is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour during the phone topic, we're going to be hooking you up with your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. You did a thing at Three Things at Four.
Yes.
That I found hilarious because I love neighbor wars. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I've been in a few.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So summarize the story that you told us earlier.
All right. So there's a guy and he has a neighbor named Gary, and Gary called the HOA on the guy for having his trash cans out on a day that wasn't trash day. He got fined $50.
Oh.
So this man made it his mission to go after Gary in a very hilarious way. And he started moving his trash cans like 6 inches over every week. And then
I love how diabolically small that is.
I know.
I'm going to move it not completely, just 6 inches.
And then finally, Gary starts noticing it to the point that he starts putting a rock in front of each trash can. So then the neighbor starts even moving the rocks. And then, you know, and it just keeps going on to the point where finally Gary had a priest come out. And the guy saw, you know, the priest praying over the trash cans and all that. So Gary inevitably just takes the trash cans in all together. And then now this man moves the doormat.
The doormat.
Yeah, the doormat. So
just a couple inches.
Just a couple inches. I love it.
I love his commitment.
I know.
What time did he set his alarm for every
3
night?
3 a.m.
That is a tough time to get up, but to do that for that long?
That's commitment.
Wow,
right there.
That's crazy.
Over $50. I get it, though.
I had a neighbor that was a terrible neighbor, and our fence fell down. So we were like, I was like, let's put the fence up. And he goes, no, I don't want the fence up. And I said,
between your yards.
Yeah. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, I don't want the fence up. And I said, well, I'm going to put a fence up. And he said, well, you can't do that. It's on my property. And I said, well, it's on both of our properties.
Yeah.
And we're just going to put the fence up. And he goes, I'll tear it down. I said, I'll put it back up higher.
Yeah, like, yeah, higher.
Like, all of a sudden, I'm in this guy's house and I'm thinking to myself, I'm negotiating with a baby.
Yeah.
Usually I'm the baby in that situation.
Oh, my God.
But I was an actual adult for once. I didn't love it.
So what happened, though?
I ended up putting it up on my side.
Oh, you had to just scooch over a couple. Yeah.
Just make sure that it was on my side.
Oh, my God.
What a nightmare.
An a-hole.
Right. Why? Yeah. Why?
And then, you know, I had the people above me that were super loud making all that noise. And then I was pounding up and I ended up just moving. So.
With like a broomstick you were hitting on the ceiling?
Oh, I was
hitting,
I was blasting music, all kinds of stuff. And then, but I lost that war because I moved.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
All right, neighbor wars. That's what we're looking for. 800-520-1067. We know that sometimes you don't get to pick your neighbors and sometimes they suck. So 800-520-1067. If you've had neighbor wars, tell us the story. And you can text or call that line, 800-520-1067.
And the best call, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
We are taking calls and texts about neighbor wars.
909 says, I got pepper sprayed by my neighbor because I told her to pick up her dog crap in the stairwell, which had been a reoccurring theme. I think she's just lazy and doesn't want to pick it up. So then she wanted to fight, and when it came down to it, her scared ass ran inside. Oh, my God. Pepper spray?
Unfortunately, we always get great calls on this topic.
I know. There's so many.
Neighbors seem to be such pains in the ass. That's what we're looking for. Neighbor wars at 800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
All right. You have a neighbor war story?
I do have a neighbor war. So I was living in California, Southern California, East Vail. And I had these neighbors that were doing some stuff.
Oh, that good stuff.
Ah.
But they had their garage was, I lived in a townhome, and their garage was going, opening constant hours of the day, all through the night, and it was over my daughter's bed. So that bothered me. She was only like 3 years old at the time.
Right.
So this one time I got into it so bad with them, I actually jumped from the second floor off of my balcony.
What?
Down. Yeah, I jumped off the balcony. They frustrated me so much.
Oh,
and the girl was like, come down here, do something. What are you going to do? So I jumped from the second story off of the balcony, like Superman it, landed on my feet, like perfect, like a cat.
What?
Oh my God, Jason Bourne.
I would have been scared if I was your neighbor. That would have scared the crap out of me.
No, literally, they closed the garage, and I was banging on their garage and everything like that. They ended up going out to the front, jumping through their window, because they're crackheads, right? So they went and jumped through their window. We chased them with cameras and everything. The cops came, and the cops actually almost arrested us.
Oh, my God.
Why?
They said that we were the ones that were aggravating the situation.
How did this all resolve?
Well, they ended up getting kicked out because we kept making numerous reports about them. And so they started watching them and they noticed that they were doing illegal activity. So,
gotcha.
So you won the neighbor war.
Yeah,
woo!
Nicely done.
I won the neighbor wars.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, neighbor wars.
Hi, I'm calling about my s***y neighbors.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
My neighbor smokes cigarettes and weed nonstop, and his front door is near my bedroom window, and so I'll come home and my whole house will smell like weed and cigarettes.
Did you just pick up weed and cigarettes?
No. I quit smoking weed and cigarettes, so I don't want my house smelling like that unless I'm the one doing it.
Sure.
So I asked him if he could chill out, and then he wouldn't respond, and then it would mellow out for a couple weeks. And then Halloween time comes, and in my front yard that he has to walk through, he's constructed a giant cobweb and hung dead babies from it.
Oh, my front door. God. What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. And I said, hey, this isn't your house. This is my house. Like, your house is behind mine. Can you not do dead babies in my front yard? No response. But the next day, they get taken down. Christmas time, he has constructed and built a 10-foot Elvis cross that he put on top of his front door that will strobe light through all hours of the night directly into my bedroom and my neighbor's bedroom.
It sounds like somebody was hired just to torture you.
Yes, it really does.
So I said, hey, man, can you not do the Elvis lights in my bedroom? No response. I'm like, enough is enough. So I told my landlord, and they wrote him a letter. And then because my walls are so thin, I was there when he received the letter, and he was pissed. And he said that he was going to put dead fish in my chimney.
You know, the old dead fish in the chimney thing.
The old trick.
Yeah. And so then I ran away from home. I got cameras. And then while I'm gone, he's like, she's gone. I have a couple of cans of sardines. I could put them in her chimney right now. And so I still have not gone home.
What?
Oh, so it's happening now.
It's happening right now.
Wait, you mean, wait, what? Wait, so he just put them in your chimney right now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been home to check.
Well,
no.
What? You have a very strange way of taking care of business.
It's very kind, and then it's very avoidant.
Yeah.
Yep.
You might need to actually handle it at some point.
Well, do you want to help me?
Nope. I do not. Talking about neighbor wars on K-Rock.
The 562 said, when I first moved into our house, I cut the grass on Sunday. My neighbor told me I can't cut the grass on Sundays, but I know that I can. So being a good neighbor, I was like, okay, I will avoid issues and I'll do it when I can. So about 2 months ago, he had to cut the grass on a Sunday. She called the cops on him, and then he did like our original story. He started moving her pots 3 inches.
We are talking wars with your neighbors on K-Rock.
The 213 said, I got into a parking war with a neighbor across the street. They have too many cars. When we first moved in, there was an abandoned car right in front of our house. So we waited 2 weeks and then called it in as abandoned. They had to tow it to their side of the street. This was just the beginning, though. They always parked, partially blocking my driveway. I could always get in, but it was annoying. One night, they fully blocked my driveway and I had enough. I called parking enforcement on them every day for 3 weeks, not just for blocking me, but for my neighbors as well. And they haven't blocked me since. But they still do park like crap everywhere else on the street.
We've been taking your phone calls and texts about neighbor wars.
This one might be my favorite. It says the 562. My dad and our neighbor always battled over Christmas decorations, trying to one-up each other every year. I asked him how much he spends on electricity because of it, and he said nothing. He has been using our neighbor's power with extension cords because there were so many decorations that they never realized it.
I love that so much.
Good. I love it because it's friendly, you know, because a lot of this stuff is crazy.
It's kind of ugly. Yeah,
exactly.
You have a neighbor war story?
Hi there. I got a neighbor war story.
Let's hear it.
All right. I flipped my neighbor's dog's loyalty. I lived in a party house in college, and my neighbor kept complaining. And, we weren't having it, and we'd go into arguments over this chain link fence. She had this little yapper dog. That was really cute. I started feeding the dog treats and becoming friends with the dog. At some point, the dog flipped out on the neighbor to defend me, started yapping at the neighbor, did not follow her as she walked back. After she was complaining, yelling at us, the dog was like butt down and just against the chain link fence next to me as we were telling her ass to go back to her place.
So you got your neighbor's dog to turn on her.
Yeah.
Did you keep the dog?
No, but I kept feeding her.
This is genius.
She's 150 pounds now, but she's on your side.
No, she's a little dog. She's sweet.
K-Rock, hello. You have neighbor wars?
Mine was basically over street parking. And it got to a point where at the end, my neighbor actually accused me or insinuated that I loosened his bolts on his car and caused an accident.
Oh, my God. Did you?
What?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. So there was, you guys don't have, like, designated spots? What's the deal with the parking?
Well, we didn't have overnight parking. And so he was calling the police over the neighbors in the middle of the night around 3 a.m. to come out and give us tickets. So one night the police knocked on my door and said, you know what, you need to move your car. Your neighbor's calling and having us ticket you guys in the middle of the night. And so he said, well, maybe you have someone on your street that can change the street parking. So I found out we could do a petition to change street parking. So I waited for him to go on vacation and then went around to all my neighbors to get them to sign it to change it.
Well played. I like waiting until he's out of town.
Oh, my God.
I like that kind of underhanded stuff. That's fantastic.
She's a genius.
That's so great. All right. Who's the Hulk? Who's the Hulkster that jumped off the balcony?
Oh, my God. That's all I care about. Yeah, Valerie.
Valerie.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Congratulations. You're our winner.
God, I won. Yes.
You jumped off a second story under the ground and landed strong and fine?
Oh, yeah, just like a little kitty cat.
That's insanity.
That's really that super mom strength where you just had enough.
It really was. I had to protect my child.
Sure.
I was just they challenged me, so I challenged them back. After that, they didn't mess with me.
Hell yeah.
You won that, and you also won Florence and the Machine at the Forum.
Awesome.
Yeah, Valerie.
Congratulations. If you would like tickets for Pierce the Veil.
And also to possibly see them in Australia, your shot to make that happen is at 6 on K-Rock.